Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015, on Tuesday the 8th of July. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Iberia 1004, slow moving, filling 1008 by 1800 Tuesday. New high expected west of Seoul 1025 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. North 4 to 6, backing west 2 to 4, rain later, good occasionally, moderate later. North Atsara, South Atsara. Northerly 3 to 5, backing northwesterly 2 to 4, fair, good occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th Tyne, Dogger. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less, then west or southwest 3 or 4 later, showers at first except in Cromarty and 4th, good. Fisher, German Bite. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in Fisher, showers at first, good. Humber, Thames. West or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Dover, Wight. West or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Portland, Plymouth. Northwest 4 or 5, decreasing 2 to 4, fair, good. Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic mainly northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, fair, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, fair, good. North Fitzroy, northwesterly veering northeasterly 3 to 5, showers, good. Seoul, Lundy, northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Lundy, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Fastnet, northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches in northwest, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in northwest. Irish Sea, northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 2 to 4, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, northwest 3 to 5, drizzle, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, west or southwest 3 to 5, rain, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, south veering southwest 4 to 6, rain, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, rain and fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in southeast Iceland, rain and fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Northwest by north 3, 12 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Stornoway, west by north 2, 5 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Lerwick, north 5, 13 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1013, rising. Aberdeen, northwest 4, 5 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Lucas, north-northwest 3, recent rain, 14 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Boomer, west by north 3, 13 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Bridlington, north 3, 1012, rising slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, southwest by west 4, 11 miles, 1012. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1014. St. Catherine's Point automatic, Northwest 3. 1016, rising slowly. Jazzy. Northwest 3, 14 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1019. Silly automatic, west-northwest 4, 6 miles, 1021, steady. Milford Haven, northwest 3, 19 miles, 1018, now rising. Aberporth, north-northwest 5, 30 miles, 1018, now rising. Valley, northwest 4, 12 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by north 6, recent rain, 6 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Valentia, northwest by west 2, 16 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest 3, 19 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Merlin Head, northwest 4, 16 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, northwest by west 4, 9 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 7th of July. General situation, the moderate to strong northwesterly showery flow will ease off through Tuesday as a ridge builds from the west. However, rain, drizzle and fog patches will affect the north and west from the afternoon and into Wednesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northwest 4 to 6 becoming variable 4 or less, then west or southwest 3 to 5. Rain, drizzle and fog patches later in northwest. Good, occasionally very poor, later in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northwest 4 to 6 becoming variable 4 or less, then southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwest 3 to 5 becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 4 to 6 becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers fair later. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 becoming variable 4 or less. Showers, thundery at first, fair later. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsabille, northwesterly 4 to 6 backing westerly 2 to 4, then southwesterly 4 or 5 for a time. Thundery showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Selsabille to Lyme Regis, northwest backing southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest 4 or 5, decreasing 2 to 4. Fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest, veering west or southwest later 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, northwest 5 or 6, gradually decreasing west or northwest 3 or 4, backing west or southwest later, fair, good. Lochfall to Carlingford Lock, northwest 4 or 5, backing west 2 to 4, rain or drizzle later, fog patches later in north, good, becoming moderate or poor later, occasionally very poor later in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later 2 to 4, rain or drizzle later. Good becoming moderate or poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Arden American Point, northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 2 to 4, veering west 3 to 5 later. Fair then rain, drizzle and fog patches. Good becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Arden American Point to Cape Wrath, northwest 2 to 4, backing south or southwest 4 or 5. Fair then rain, drizzle and fog patches. Good becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, north 4 or 5, backing northwest 2 to 4, then southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain, drizzle and fog patches later. Good becoming moderate, occasionally very poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Sam Fenwick, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. President Trump has been writing letters to world leaders threatening steep new tariffs.
This one is to the President of the Republic of Korea. Original signature on that. And these will be mailed. And then here we also have another letter to the Prime Minister of Japan as well.
President Trump says the trade surpluses pose a threat to national security. But what's his end game? Is this tough talk or a negotiating tactic?
He is coming back with much broader tariffs that are aiming to, again, potentially reshape domestic manufacturing and the global trade order.
We'll look at how businesses and investors are reacting. That's Business Matters here on the BBC World Service after the latest world news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Israeli Prime Minister has said he thinks a broad peace is possible in the Middle East with the support of Donald Trump. Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington for the third time this year to discuss ways to end the conflict in Gaza. Tom Bateman in Washington explains the newest ceasefire proposal.
The latest ceasefire proposal would reportedly see Hamas release 10 living hostages and the bodies of 18 dead hostages in five stages during a 60-day truce, while Israel would release an unknown number of Palestinian prisoners and withdraw from parts of Gaza, where it now controls about two-thirds of the territory. But the obstacles to a deal remain significant. Hamas wants a US guarantee that the truce would be extended as long as talks continue towards a full end to the war, a move Mr. Netanyahu opposes.
Israel's defense minister says he has asked the army to look at ways of moving all Palestinians in Gaza into a camp in the south of the besieged territory. Yisrael Katz says Gazans would go through security checks before entering what he called a humanitarian city. Speaking in Washington, Prime Minister Netanyahu said his government was working with President Trump to find countries Palestinians could move to.
I think President Trump had a brilliant vision. It's called free choice. You know, if people want to stay, they can stay. But if they want to leave, they should be able to leave. It shouldn't be a, you know, a prison. It should be an open place and give people a free choice. We're working with the United States about finding countries that will seek to realize what they always say, that they want to give the Palestinians a better future.
The White House has confirmed that Donald Trump's Liberation Day tariffs have again been deferred until the start of next month. Letters have been sent to